Welcome to Genius Boy Live On Demand Radio, Episode 5. In this special episode, we unearth an artifact from 1987. Listen and find out more. So for this special edition of Genius Boy Live On Demand Radio, Episode 5, I don't know if you remember this, Ryan, but I found this box of cassette tapes when I was cleaning out the cabinet yesterday, and it was like George Michael cassettes and some punk rock cassettes from the 80s, and I found
probably some breakdancing cassettes.
No doubt. I mean, a lot of breakdancing music, and I found one cassette that was labeled Tim and Ryan's Awesome Chat Box. Yeah. Do you remember that at all?
I don't remember that at all. That's really weird.
Well, I thought maybe we could spend this episode listening to it and see what's on that. So, you know, we pop it in and...
That sounds good. I have no idea what this is going to be like. That's really weird. I don't remember this at all. Yeah.
This is going to be pretty cool. A little blast from the past. I don't even know. It's on cassette, so it's got to be some old stuff. Let's see what's on it. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to hook it up here to the computer and ready? Okay, I'm going to press play. Hi, welcome to the special 1987 edition of Tim and Ryan's Awesome Chat Box. This is your host. Yeah, hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, it's the end of the year, 1987. What a great year this was.
It's been a fantastic year. Such a great year.
I can't wait till people hear this edition of our chat box because it's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, I mean, how are we going to do it? I guess we'll just make copies of this tape and just hand it out to people.
Yeah, we'll just give it to people. We'll send it to them or just hand it out because... Oh, it's so cool. I mean, cassette, like, everybody's got a Walkman nowadays.
I know. Have you seen the yellow Sony Walkman?
No.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
No, I have a Walkman that hangs around my neck on a strap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
But do you think Chatbox is a good name for it? Do you think people would want to listen to it or pay money?
Yeah.
I thought we could sell the tapes for about $10 each and make some money off it.
Sounds good to me. Wait, let's make it $9.99. Some people think it's not actually $10.
So I thought, although, you know what, we could maybe, if we made it a little more appealing, we could put it in some kind of little pod, like wrap it up in a pod and mail it to people. What would we,
like a pod broadcast?
Yeah, like a pod, some sort of pod broadcast or pod broad. I don't know what the abbreviation is.
What if we called it a podcast?
I don't know. That sounds funny. Like, no one would know what that is. They'd be afraid to open it. Yeah.
That's
so anyway.
Weird. I like the name Pod. Maybe that'll catch on a podcast.
Pod broadcast? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Now, for those people who are listening for the first time, which is everybody, because this is our first show that we've recorded on our Radio Shack cassette recorder, which is awesome.
Radio Shack is the best.
They're the best.
For all your Tandy needs.
I love going to Radio Shack. This is the end of the year episode, so we're going to talk about our favorite TV shows, our favorite movies, and our favorite comics from this past
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And so, what a great year for all three.
It really was. Do you want to start off with TV shows?
Sure.
All right. So I've got my top five list, and then you want to give your top five list?
Top five TV shows of the year? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to count backwards. So top five TV shows of the year 1987. This past year. Number five for me, Golden Girls. I think Estelle Getty is hilarious.
The one who's old but still sexy? Oh, she's hilarious.
Blanche DuBois?
Yeah.
She is great. That show is hilarious.
So great.
Number four, Amazing Stories, produced by Steven Spielberg. I've only seen like four episodes of that. But the episodes I saw were pretty cool. And there was one where the guy had a special magical chemical that he could put on magazines and make the girls come to life. And that was awesome. And then number three. Well, let me finish. Number three is Alf, of course, Mr. Gordon Shumway.
From Melmac.
Yeah. And
Willie!
He gives Willie Tanner such a hard time, and I love that show. And then Cheers, of course, Thursday night. It's almost like it's TV that you must see, and then I have to watch. I can't miss an episode of Cheers. I love that show. And then, of course, number one, how can you not say A-Team? I mean, A-Team is – it might be the greatest show I've ever seen. I love A-Team. I can't get enough of it. Every episode, I don't know what's going to happen. It's like a special, amazing story of its own. It should be called Amazing Stories also because it's so amazing.
It really is. I think the A stands for amazing.
I think so.
Stories. I mean, the Amazing Stories team. That's what
yeah.
it stands for. Yeah.
They should combine those two shows into one like 2-hour show. It'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
So how about your top five list?
Number five, Night Court.
Oh.
Just a hilarious show that really also gives a lot of insight into our legal system, which I like to learn. I'm a learner.
Yeah.
And
that bald
and
guy's
boy,
funny.
He is hilarious. And that sass-talking black woman, oh, she's sassy. She's just so sassy. I love it. Number four, and it's sad because this show was the last season of it. And I didn't see a lot because, you know, we don't have cable. But Fraggle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
That show is just
I've
just
never
great.
Actually seen it. I've seen about it. Like, I've seen advertisements for it, but I've never watched an episode.
Yeah, some of my friends have HBO, so I've been able to see it at their place.
Yeah.
And that's a good one. Number three, of course, the A-Team for me.
Yeah.
Always,
yeah. That's got to be on the top five.
Yeah. There will be some crossovers, obviously. Number two, The Cosby Show.
Yes.
Because it's humor with a heart, and it feels like a loving family, and it's just great. I love The Cosby Show.
That makes my top seven.
Oh, okay. Just outside. And number one for me, of course, Cheers.
Yeah.
Because I love to drink, and I love anything set in the world of alcohol.
That's weird because you're only 10 years old. So that
I know.
Strange.
I'm only 10 years old, but I really enjoy – don't tell mom or dad.
Really?
Actually, now that I think about it, I hope they don't listen to this.
Well, they won't because
yeah.
they don't even
don't
have a cassette player anyway. We're not putting this on vinyl, so they're not going to be able to
no.
listen to it.
No, they won't be able to enjoy our pod broadcast.
Although that'd be awesome when they make Walkman that can play like the vinyl discs, you know, that you could walk around with a record player in your pocket. That would be awesome.
I can't imagine that'll actually happen.
Yeah, well, they'll probably make something because how else are you going to get records onto like portable? I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
I don't think technology can get any better than it is right now. I mean,
I know.
Like, have you, you know, we were playing the Nintendo earlier, which, you know, parents, by the way, it's not Nintendo. It's Nintendo. There's an N on
there's
the
an N in the front of it.
And I was playing Nintendo football. And, I mean, it's like you're watching a real game.
Yeah,
there's
I like playing the SNK Baseball Stars so much.
That's a good one.
The lovely
yeah,
ladies
no...
are, I crush them every time.
Yeah, but it's like, again, like you're watching a real game. There's no way. I mean, we've reached the zenith
yeah.
of computer and video graphics, I think. I mean,
I know.
Seriously.
I don't know how we ever played Atari, because this is so much better than Atari.
Oh, how about it?
It's crazy. Like Duck Hunt compared to Combat. I mean, it's no comparison.
Oh, please.
Or Gumshoe.
No...
Gumshoe. How could you make a better game than Gumshoe?
Yeah. It combines the excitement of firing a gun with the excitement of jumping. And the excitement of solving crimes.
I know. It's like you're one player and you're shooting. It's like a first-person shooter, and
right.
I don't know how you can make a better one than Gumshoe.
Right. Yeah, I like that. First-person shooter. I like that. That's a cool term.
Yeah. I think maybe we should call our pod broadcast a first-person shooter radio.
First-person shooter radio.
Cassette player.
Pod broadcast.
Pod broadcast, yeah.
Right.
Awesome. This is awesome. This year was a great year for movies, too, and we had we have two VCRs in our house now. I mean, how many people have two VCRs in their house? We're so lucky.
Yeah, we also, remember we had the use of the video disc player? God, that was terrible.
That kept skipping.
That was just the worst thing ever.
And we had the Lord of the Rings disc, and we had
Star Wars,
and we had Mighty Mouse cartoon collection, and they all just kept skipping.
I can't imagine that there'll ever be movies in a disc format again. I mean, VHS is the way it is.
Yeah, this tapes are so convenient.
Yeah.
And you can record over them if you don't like what's on it.
You can put up to 6 hours of material on one tape.
And you can tape stuff off TV.
Yeah. So 30 years from now, I can pop in my 6 hours of Inspector Gadget that my grandfather taped for me and just watch them.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's not going to really get any better than that. Let's talk about the movies that we like this year.
All right.
Why don't you go with your top five first this time?
Okay. Here's my top five. Number five, RoboCop.
Nice.
Now, I know what you're saying. I'm only 10 years old. I probably shouldn't be watching it.
Yeah,
but
I think you can handle it because, I mean, it's really more of a commentary on society than about a robot cop.
I really like the robot cop stuff.
Yeah, but when you're older, you'll really appreciate the subtle satire of the entire production. Paul Verhoeven, really, he's one of the most subtle filmmakers ever, and I think you'll grow to appreciate him later.
I don't know who that is.
He's the director of that movie.
I don't know what
that I think is. He's British, yeah.
Oh, okay. So RoboCop, number 5, great movie. Number 4, Wall Street. I only saw about 5 minutes of this movie because my parents made me stop watching it, but it involved, there's a scene where Charlie Sheen gets in a limo and is driven around, and it's just great filmmaking.
Yeah, that's a good scene. I don't know what goes on. There's something like a girl in the back with him.
I don't get it. I liked it.
But that movie also, did you know it has Michael Douglas and Kirk Douglas in it in the same movie? They're both
I don't know who Kirk Douglas is.
It's like father and son are both in the same movie. It's really cool.
That's interesting. Oh, that's cool. Oh, okay. Never mind. So Adventures in Babysitting, I remember the 3 movie.
Yeah, Thor's in that.
Thor, exactly, because it's conflict tie-in. I loved it, Thor. And he's got a hammer and everything. It's pretty great. number 2, Spaceballs.
What? You have to repeat that. Our cassette's getting a little mangled here.
Oh, I said number 2, Spaceballs.
Yeah.
May the Schwartz be with you.
That is hilarious. Barf.
because it's Jabba the Hutt, but it's Pizza the Hutt.
And then she turns into a giant vacuum cleaner and like sucks up the atmosphere. He really stuck it to George Lucas with that movie.
I don't know.
What a zinger.
That movie is hilarious. I could watch that over and over and over again.
Yeah, we have pretty much. We might need to buy a new tape of that one because we watched it so many times.
Yeah, it's almost worn out. and then my number 1 movie, best movie of the year, hands down, Summer School. Just. It's great because, like I said, I love to learn, so it's a movie about school, but they don't take it seriously. It's just this fun group of misfits in summer, and the guy whose name is Chainsaw, and
girl is so hot, Courtney Thorne Smith. She's going to be probably the biggest movie star in the 90s. Mark my words.
Really? I think the other girl, the foreign one, she's good looking too.
Yeah, Courtney Thorne Smith, though, jaw is very square and like a leading lady's jaw should be.
Like a comic book hero, almost.
Yeah, she should actually play Wonder Woman.
She'd be good.
They're making a Wonder Woman movie, you know. It's in development.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Maybe it'll be out by the time people listen to this chat box.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go see it. But yeah, the other girl I see big things for, too. That that foreign girl.
I don't know what her name is.
She's going to be a big... No, it's not important. But
I mostly fast-forwarded the part with the blind girl in it, so...
Well, you miss a lot of good stuff about comedy and about life and learning.
So my top 5 movies, here we go. Number 5, Predator, with the Terminator himself in it, and Jesse the Body Ventura from wrestling.
Absolutely. I love wrestling.
I mean, Predator, you know what? If Predator isn't more fondly remembered than Star Wars, I'll be surprised, because it's got everything that you could want in a movie. But it's the only top 5 on my list. It's only number 5 because there's 4 movies that are even better. Number 4, Roxanne with Steve Martin. I think that movie is a brilliant remake of the Cyrano de Bergerac story.
I didn't really like it.
You should read Cyrano because it's so appropriate. Number 3, Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox. And pretty much I think I am just like Michael J. Fox. And so everything he's in, I imagine that's what happens to me when I'm older. So that's why that movie's top 3. Lost Boys is number 2 because it's the best vampire movie ever made. And you will never be able to top Lost Boys.
No.
Ever.
Death by Stereo, dude.
Yeah, you've seen it. I know you've seen it.
I've seen it. It's, like,
and then number 1 on my list is RoboCop because of Verhoeven's subtle satire of corporate America and the violent mores of our time. And I don't know. I know you don't really understand that because you're only 10, but... that's why I love these chat boxes, because we can save this as like a time capsule and we can listen to this maybe 5 or 6 years from now and you will totally understand what I'm talking about now. This technology is amazing.
I don't I mean, honestly, your list kind of sucks.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, people are going to give this to our friends and stuff, and they're going to listen, they're going to watch these movies, and they're just going to want to punch you in the face.
I don't think so.
Why would anyone want to see Roxanne? Seriously.
It's
like
really
he's got
funny.
a big nose. I get it. Ha. He's got a big nose. What else is going on there?
You know what? Why don't you? Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to middle school, then go to high school, then go to film school, then maybe you'll understand why Roxanne is so good. Okay, that's all I ask. Until you challenge, well, it's a school where you watch a lot of movies, and you become smarter in watching stuff like Roxanne and understanding the tropes and the motifs and the symbolism.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Deeply layered. It's really hard to have this conversation with 10-year-olds, and so I'm going to
Mr.
move on.
15-year-old,
you know what?
Big shot.
You're kind of... I don't even know why I'm... I'm so sick of this! In 1987 was an awesome year for comic books. It was wicked awesome. And it was Marvel's 25th anniversary, but I hate Marvel, so Marvel sucks. Anyway, I'm going to give you my top five first. Number five on my list is the John Byrne revamp of Superman. Superman and Action Comics are the best they've ever been. And I've never really read it before, because Superman was always stupid to me, but John Byrne is making Superman really awesome. It's like he's humanizing the character and making him more believable, which makes him so much cooler. I love it. Number four on my list is Batman issues 404 to 407. Did you read those?
No, I don't read DC.
Well, Frank Miller wrote them, and this guy named David Mazzucchelli, who I think he drew Daredevil for a while, but anyway, it's called Batman Year One, and it tells Batman's origin, but in a much cooler way than you've ever seen it before. And I think they're like starting Batman over from scratch, which is great because I haven't really read many Batman comics, and I'm going to start reading Batman now, so that's awesome. Watchmen finally concluded an issue. I'm going to put Watchmen issue 12 as my number three comic of the year because it was a great ending to the series. It was like Theodore Sturgeon's famous story about how the government made up a special alien invasion in order to bring all the peace across all the countries, and that's what Alan Moore did here. It is brilliant. Number two
wasn't
is...
Wasn't that just a Squadron Supreme ripoff, Watchmen?
I think Watchmen is a little deeper and has more texture and symbolism and motif again, just like RoboCop. It's stuff that you don't really understand yet, but
I flipped through Watchmen and I read Squadron Supreme, and Squadron Supreme had a lot more superheroes and a lot more fighting. So I don't.
Well, Squadron Supreme did come first, but I think Watchmen took the Squadron Supreme idea and just tried to make it a little bit more grown up kind of. And they also have that pirate story. I don't really know how the pirate story fits in because I have to go back and reread the whole issue, the whole series. I wish they would take all the 12 issues and like publish them together in a big book. That would be so much better because I don't even know where issues like 3 and 5 are anymore. They're just like thrown in my closet. So I'm going to have a hard time finding those. But you know what we should do? Maybe we could just get like a really big like stapler and staple them together, and we could start selling comics that way, like a big bundle.
Oh.
We'll call it
like
a bundle pack.
Or like three-hole punch them and put them in a binder. Comic binders. I don't know.
Maybe we could just put yarn around them because I don't even know if you'd say sell binders that thick. But maybe. Anyway, so that's number three. Number two is Howard Chaykin's Blackhawk number one. I don't really understand what's going on at all, but I think it looks gorgeous, and it's probably... the best war comic I've ever read because it's the only war comic, but it makes me want to read more Blackhawk. And then number one is the revamped Justice League by Giffen, DeMatteis, and McGuire. And, Booster Gold joined the team, and it's got such a great cast of characters, and it's hilarious. I love it. I think that's probably one of the best Justice League series that was ever made, and so it's number one on my list. How about yours? What did you pick for your top five? Marvel stuff, but...
Well, here's the thing. You said that Marvel sucks, but, Marvel does, in fact, rule, and it's all I read because it's really cool.
Yeah, so, I don't know how people can read Marvel. It's, like, written for 8-year-olds, okay? And you're 10. You should grow out of that by now.
But, it's superhero. It's comic books. Like, what else are you going to read in a comic book? Anyway,
DC is for older kids,
big 15-year-old, whatever.
I'm obviously more sophisticated.
I swear, I will call Mom if you don't stop.
Well, let's just top five? Just do your
fine,
top five.
Fine. Number five, Web of Spider-Man. Fine. Okay, it's great. It's really good.
Web of Spider-Man. Oh yeah, that's real great. Oh wait, how many Spider-Man titles can we possibly have? And what's so different about Web of Spider-Man? It's the colors are uglier. Ooh, good job, Marvel. What else you got?
The Thing?
The Thing was canceled last year. The Thing has not come out with haven't you noticed that when we go to the comic book store every month that there's no more issues of The Thing that are being produced? What do you think?
It's delayed?
A comic book is going to be delayed for more than a couple months? How could that happen? They would totally fire everybody.
Why are you doing this?
Well, just what's next? Because they would fire everybody. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, go on.
He was wrestling.
Whatever.
I like Captain America.
Captain America is awesome, except it's Marvel, so therefore it sucks. But the character is a good idea.
He's Captain America. He has a shield that he wears on his back.
Is he even in the comic book these days?
Well, there's a new Captain America, and he's a U.S. agent. But it's pretty cool. I'm so rooting for him to come back and kick the Captain America's butt and be the real Captain America.
They should just kill Captain America off, because he is so...
Shut your mouth.
He only belongs in the World War II era. Anyway, what's next?
That would never happen. Number two, Kickers, Inc.
Is that one of those new universe titles?
Yeah.
Those are horrible.
Because, no, they're a football team, but the one guy is, a superhero who plays football.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I should probably read
that.
That's
pretty cool.
Maybe if you get a whole stack of them and we can staple them together, I'll read it.
In a collected, bound collection of comic books.
How many issues is that going to be, that series?
15?
Is it? Is it a 15-issue series? Nice.
I don't know. 16? I don't know why you're being such a jerk.
Well, I don't. Don't you read Marvel Age or whatever that magazine is? Tells you all that stuff.
Yes. Yes. And my number one comic book, and this is seriously the best comic book ever, West Coast Avengers.
Okay.
It's so cool.
I will give you that because Hawkeye is in it, and I mean he's kind of a ripoff of Green Arrow, but
what?
Iron Man, I like Iron Man's red and silver armor. I do like West Coast Avengers quite a bit.
Yeah.
So even
Hawkeye
though it's a Marvel
character, that he can shoot around corners. Does
Green Arrow
have that?
Green Arrow had that, except it also could explode and it could do math.
Oh, whatever.
Green Arrow had an arrow that could do algebra and geometry and science.
I don't even know what those things are.
And West Coast Avengers is pretty good. I wouldn't buy it, but I'll read yours. And so... if you're looking for some, they're probably in my room. But anyway, I wouldn't buy it.
Yes. Okay.
Whatever. Do we have any way to buy more tapes? Do we have any money that we're going
to
use?
Yes, actually, yes. Because I went to the movie theater, and through the manager there, I was able to get in touch with some people at Columbia Pictures, and they're going to sponsor the show, actually.
A 10-year-old went to the movie theater, and through the movie theater, you're in touch with the guy who runs a movie studio.
Right. Let's not focus on the details because it's a long story. But anyway, so we have this ad they gave me. They're going to basically their movie is going to sponsor the show, and this movie is going to be a huge hit. It's going to be the biggest movie of the year. And then money's going to keep rolling in, and they're going to finance show after show after show for all their new movies. They're going to sponsor our show. It's going
to
be great.
Do we have to put up any money for this to work?
I had to send them money and a self-addressed stamp envelope to get the ad.
But it's guaranteed that we'll get hundreds of dollars back, or how much money are we supposed to get back?
They said our investment would be returned tenfold at least. So that means at least $500 we're gonna get. Yeah. So this is Columbia Pictures presents Eileen May's Ishtar, starring Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman. Two lounge singers are stuck in the desert and caught in the middle of a vast CIA conspiracy. A hilarious comedy for adults and children of all ages. Go see Ishtar right away. Now, I don't...
Ishtar? That sounds like a really cool movie. What's it about?
I just like the title.
Wait, Dustin Hoffman and Warren Beatty are both in this movie?
Yeah, I don't know who Warren Beatty is, but Mom was really impressed. She said, they're apparently two big stars.
Well, he just signed to be in that new Dick Tracy movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
So that should be awesome.
I wish Mom would answer the phone.
Yeah.
Mom, get the phone!
Mom, get the phone!
Mom, get the phone! All right, well, I guess answer machine will pick up eventually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this is going to be great. They said the movie's going to be the biggest movie of the year. Everybody go see it. Ishtar. It's supposed to be hilarious.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. So, wait. So, yeah. So once Ishtar, like, hits the theaters, we're going to get all this money?
We'll get back the money we put in, and then we'll get more money.
Maybe we can make Tim and Ryan's awesome chat box, like, national. Maybe we can broadcast it somehow with all this money.
Pod broadcast, absolutely.
We can, like, send it out over the airwaves.
We can buy more tapes and copy the tapes. We can actually probably buy something that we can actually copy these tapes and send it out to people.
That's going to be awesome.
Instead of just handing – because our plan was to just take this one tape and actually give it to people and then watch what they listen to it and then, you know, get it back from them because we only have the one tape.
You know what? 1987 is going to be our best year ever. And you know what? 1988 is going to be our best year ever, too, because that's, like, next week is 1988. So, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Excited.
So what do you think about that? I don't even remember recording that, do you?
I do not remember recording that. It's pretty embarrassing, honestly, listening to that.
Yeah.
I don't know why we thought anyone wanted to listen to that. It's just us kind of just talking about nothing for half an hour.
I know. How did we think that anyone would want to, like, put that in their Walkman to listen to it?
It's really embarrassing.
Well, we don't really, you know, back then we didn't have the training that we have now, and so...
No, no. We're not seasoned pros.
We weren't. Now we are.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did notice that you still were really, really bad at getting advertising for us, though.
Yeah, that one didn't work. In retrospect, that one didn't work out so well. I totally forgot about that we got $50 there.
You know what? I'm thinking after 20 years, maybe we should reverse the roles. Maybe I should start looking for the advertising, and you should, I don't know what I, you should do what
well,
I do.
Why do you want to give up on me like that? I'll come through.
Well,
you know, it's funny. I still to this day have never seen Ishtar. So that's, I mean, it's kind of saying something when I didn't even want to see it.
Right,
and
we paid our deposit, and then we didn't even watch it.
Yeah, but on the good note, at least we actually did talk about comic books back then.
We did. We had read comic books, it turns out.
Yeah, I actually used to read comic books.
We were knowledgeable about the medium.
Right.
Some of our predictions were pretty crazy, though. Like, we were pretty spot on with a couple things, and we were way off on some other things.
I think we also coined the term podcast.
Well, I think we said pod broadcast. I'll have to listen to it again. Did we actually say podcast or just pod broadcast?
I think we may have at one point snuck a podcast in there. But pod broadcast, I mean, that's basically the same thing.
You know what? Maybe instead of advertising, we can just sue everybody who uses the word podcast without our permission.
Probably should. So if you're listening to this and you do a podcast, just send us a check for $20.
Right.
Or PayPal it to us.
Just email it to us via PayPal.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that will cover it because I don't want to get the lawyers involved, but if we have to, we have the evidence. I mean, we have that cassette labeled Tim and Ryan's awesome chat box, and it references 1987 more than once, so I'm pretty sure that's like a precedent somehow.
I think so. I didn't even realize this. It's a windfall coming towards us soon. I am looking forward to it.
So it's a good thing we found that, because did you actually read any comic books over the past couple weeks that were published
in
2007?
I did, because I believe on our first podcast or second podcast, you asked me about if I had read Marvel Zombies.
Yes.
And I lied and said I did, which I hadn't. But I read it. I recently read that. So I read it comic book. I read
and
Marvel.
And what did you
Zombies.
Think of Marvel Zombies?
I didn't love it.
Interesting.
It was okay.
I mean, I love it.
It's cool. It's kind of one note, I thought. Like, oh, Marvel Zombies. Oh, I get it. They're Marvel Zombies. Oh.
Yeah, what I liked about it, first of all, I skipped it when it came out in the single issues, which I rarely do. I mean, I pretty much buy everything, at least the first issue, to see if it's any good. And I totally skipped it because I was like, oh, it's going to be one note. But... I bought it in the hardcover because, and I loved it. I didn't, you know, I heard good things about it, so I bought it in the hardcover. But I was just glad that they made the zombies the main characters, and it wasn't just people fleeing from the Marvel zombies.
Right.
That's what I liked, and I thought that was an interesting twist. So I thought that in and of itself was good enough to make it worth reading. And also, Sean Phillips, his artwork has never totally impressed me. I've enjoyed his artwork. I like his design sense. But I think in Marvel Zombies, he is able to open up and be a little bit more free with his, I don't know if it's penciling or if it's layout, but I think Marvel Zombies is his best work, and he's done some pretty good work. So I like that. I like the art. I like Kirkman. I think Kirkman's pretty funny. I don't know. Maybe I'm just jaded because I read a lot of bad comics, and so a comic that's halfway decent seems really, really good to me.
I'm sorry. I totally nodded off there.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Ishtar turns out is a bad movie. That's why I said.
Oh,
that's where I left off.
Who knew?
Have you read any other comics, or is that it? Just Marvel
I'm
Comics.
going to I'm going to read The Animal Man's, I think, next.
The Animal Men.
Oh, The Animal Animals Man, whatever, however the plural would that be, because I got all those and the Doom Patrol. So those are next, I think, for me to read. So
we can
maybe
have a really
check in next
insightful
year.
Discussion on that in 2008.
We'll have to read those so I can read your book.
Yes.
Because otherwise, I swear, I can't read a critical analysis of stuff I haven't read. That's just the most boring thing in the world.
And then after you read the comics and then read my book, you'd be like, well, why did I have to read the book? Because I already read the comics and I know what's
yeah,
going
I'll be like,
on. I'm not an idiot. I can figure out
yeah.
what's going on in these comics.
Yeah. We can have, well, that's when I finally read all the comic books you talk about in your book. We can have our great debate where I just point out all the times you're wrong.
That will be a pretty good chat box listening. And so people
be our
will be able to get our
pod broadcast ever.
So I think that pretty much wraps up this episode. We had a lot of really good content this time.
Absolutely.
Minutes and minutes of content.
Yeah,
and
I hope you
I'd
enjoyed
like to
it,
thank,
Elliot.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Elliot for listening, and his Animal Man drawing is still in my house, and at any point now I will mail it to him. Yeah. But you know
oh,
what? Maybe
fantastic.
I'll throw in a free mini comic too. Just
oh, cool.
You know what, Elliot? Just so you don't write us hate mail, expect a mini comic and that drawing maybe in the next couple of months.
4 years.
So that's it. That's the end of Genius Boy Live on Demand Radio, Episode 5.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. This week's music provided by The Fat Boys and The Beach Boys. Next week's episode will be better.